always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and we are back again to Yada the King Radio, man, your home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. And man, I'm excited to get it in, as always. I say that a lot because I love to do what we do, man. I love to be able to minister. I love spinning this music, man, introducing cats to new artists, their ministry, their testimony. And today we're going to have a homie by the name of Mike Real get it in with us, man. And I was just chopping it up right before we got on. And you know what I'm saying? We found out we brothers from another mother. You know what I'm saying? We still got the same father. His name is Jesus Christ, man. And that's really what's up, man. So we was chopping it up, talking about how he used to spend all his money on Christian hip-hop CDs. I'm pretty sure he got a vast catalog, man. We're going to talk to him about that in just a hot second. And we're going to talk about his brand new project that just came out, man. We want y'all to be able to, you know what I'm saying, listen to some of the joints, hear his testimony, his heart, his ministry, and all that, man. And today's topic of the day, which was from my wife, I was like, babe, what should I talk about today? She said self-discipline, man. And we're going to talk about that in anybody's life. What does self-discipline look like? And also in a believer's life, what does it mean to have self-discipline, man? It's very important that we have it. That's what all I will say right now. It's very important that we have it, man. So that's what it is, man. Yada the King Radio. We about to go into some music, and after that we are going to have Mike Real get it in. And you know how we start to show off testimony. Let's go to this joint. RMG song is called Hello. Let's go, y'all.
Hello.
Hello. The name is Chad Jones, Mr. Father, husband, brother.
Okay, we get it.
I'm on, husband to a wife, father to my kids, brother to a lot. Living in community, I'm introducing me.
Hey Chad, why the name change? I like the name Conviction.
Now Conviction ain't just spitting, it's the living, that's the difference. Chad is in the kitchen,
cooking.
We on, dude, serving up a plate you can scrape. Soul food. I got it with brothers, grew together, we formed a group. Living as a pencil, saying a pencil, call it total truth. Rooted down in Memphis, plans getting broomed. Vines on my song, scheming like a bonsai, screaming bonsai. Up in your hood, I'm popping at you. You hear me better, hear me like a job wiretapper. Worship God, start pursuing it. Eunuchs in the royal court, nobody is doing it.
Hello, it's P-R-O. That dude that you said was off when you heard my flow. My hot things changed from a couple years ago.
Hey, they don't know what you were bad.
Okay, well let me put you on. I went from eating rappers and picking my teeth with they bones to communicating what I see. iPhone.
Hey, what you see?
A culture that needs Jesus while birds still in their nest spend all their time tweeting. I see wolves in sheep clothing acting like they familiar. For real, recognize real. You look unfamiliar. I think that it's Satan that's inspiring your blog is your contraptions. Separate the body. And this ain't to one person but to many who too busy typing to see that the gospel between brothers ain't promoting fighting. And I remember being crucified like a propitiation. But I suggest pray with grace and patience.
Hello, this your boy, you better call me Cannon. The gospel in your face wherever you stand. Straight 16s back then, everybody call me Spook. Like I never cared for them in the window when they see them. But I'm never seen to see the kid damn truth. Black, we coming to knock them. Boom shaka like a pop to drop them. I remember when rapping about the house where Phil was my only options. Now I'm sitting back with bro with a song with a ship with Chad. RMG with Doc Dub, allow me to dream it around. This is more than a plethora of iron and lies. This is also that hurricane that I wrestle inside. I hate a lot of things, plus I'm hating my sin. My heart is killing me, it's sinful. Trust me, come in, I'ma spin my heart. Cause I'm tired of talking with a caution sign. Everybody said they wanna talk, but when they're talking, everybody's feeling that what's on their mind. Trying to give a pain when I let a pain. Trying to bring the pain, cause the truth is a go be mine. Take a little deep, take a little deep. I'ma go deep, so my glass is crystal.
Hello, it's Brother Tone. What's up? I'm signing on. Going hard with a click who bring more bars than your Verizon phone.
So can you
you hear me? Can you hear me?
I'm back from hiatus, kiss babies and scream God's greater. Disfavors and wave high haters, by haters. Rep RMG, crash like this the way I is. Go hard for the king every day I did. Yep, 116 is the way I live. So act like you know what I'm on. I deep in the face so I stay in the zone. I'm serving the king, I'm a slave to the throne. The cross on my back is engraved on my bones. Really though, they call us weak cause we ain't claiming them gang. I fight them with the flesh so we ain't banging them things. Boy, you must be crazy, insane. We submit and kiss the sun like baby D-Wayne. Pause, we grip the plow with both hands. Never looking back, we seek a city built with no hands. We out amongst the wolves, boy, we ain't afraid of no man. We quench the devil's arrows by swinging the sword like Conan. Hello.
J-Mac's new album, For His Glory.
Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com.
J-A-Y-M-A-Y online.com.
Smiley D just dropped his new album, True Spoken. Check out the single, Keep It 100.
Still trying to bounce back from mistakes that we made. All my folks that died and was trying to get paid.
Pick it up at Google Music, Android Market, and Amazon.com. Check out his latest music videos at smiley-d.com or youtube.com/smileydgospel. The brand new single, Jeremy Lin.
Very slim. That's why you see him Christ balling like Jeremy Lin.
Dad, can you drop me off here?
Oh, I can drive you all the way to school.
I don't want my friends to see me with my dad.
For years, we've been telling God to get out of our schools.
Quit telling me what to do, Dad. I can make these decisions myself.
Okay, son, if you're sure.
And we've been telling God to get out of our government.
Look, I'm 18 now and I'm moving out. I don't need you anymore, so stay out of my life and leave me alone.
Basically, we have told God to get out of our lives.
Bummer about wrecking your car, man. And you don't have insurance?
Yeah, can you believe it? My dad has all that money and he won't pay my car insurance. Now I have to pay for the wreck myself. It's just not fair.
Can we expect God to give us his blessing and his protection if we demand that he leave us alone? The Bible says that if we return to the Lord, he is gracious and compassionate and will not turn his face from us. Will you turn to him? Another message from Lifeline Productions, located on the web at lifelinepro.com.
That's right, man. That's Mike Real's homies, man. That's why I had to put that on. You know what I'm saying? They said put me in, and I was like, I'm going to go ahead and put them in. You know what I'm saying? Put them in rotation. That is the homies forever. Forever. And you said, man, you had a release party. They got down. They got it in, man. And I'm going to just say this right now. St. Louis is looking like the hustle city, especially in Christian hip hop right now. Everybody, it seems like everybody we seeing from there is dropping projects out. They're grinding. You got your homeboy Rio, Grind City. So look, this is what I'm going to do, man. Without any further ado, we would like to hear how you came to the Lord in your life, man. Share your testimony with these people, brother.
Amen. Yeah. It all started when I was 15, man. I was a sophomore in high school. And I'm saying 15, but my bio says I started rapping, Christian rapping, at the age of 14. That right. is not a typo. I'm explaining. Yeah, it's not a typo. I'm about to explain it to you. I was 15, man, and I was, you know, for the most part, a good kid. I was respectful to adults, and especially my parents. You know, I didn't smoke or drink anything like that, man. But had a mouth on me.
Yeah.
Just a terrible mouth, dog. I know y'all. You know, some parents, you know, got their 15-year-old, man. And like, my 15-year-old is the purest mouth boy or purest mouth girl on the planet. And preferably that is true. But me, when I was 15, mouth, man. And I would get on the school bus headed home, and I'd get on the bus, man, just cussing. Talk to my friends, you know, I knew a lot of people on the bus. So it was like, what's up, Tempter? What's up, beep, beep? And, you know, just saying all kind of stuff, man. And I sat right next to this guy. Shout out to my boy, John the Revelator. Who's another Christian rap artist from the Lou. I sat right next to him, man, and he just looked at me and he was like, "What's up, man?" I'm like, "What's up?" We got to talking, and he was like, "Yeah, man, I do Christian rap." And I was like, "Word? Me too."
Yeah.
And it was just...
Can I keep it real?
It was hilarious, man. But you know what? When I said that, man, he didn't bash me. He wasn't like, "How you do Christian rap? You just got on this bus cussing your mouth off."
Yeah.
None of that, man. He received me in love, man. And he was like, "That's cool, man. We got to get together, man." And we started, you know, meeting in the library, man, talking it up. And I let him hear some stuff I was doing. He let me hear some stuff he was doing, man. And I ended up going to the church, man. And, for a youth meeting, I had a youth meeting. Went to the church. I walked in there, man. I got there a little late. walked in, man. Right. walked in that mug, man, it was just nothing but youth, bro. Worship. Like, just in worship. And I remember being blown away. You know, because at my church, man, all the youth were just, you know, we were chilling.
Yeah.
We were pretty much all the same. Like, yeah, what's up? Yeah, let's do Christian rap, man, so our parents won't give us, put us on punishment for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That was the only reason we were really doing Christian rap, because we heard it was out there, and we said, now this will make our parents happy. So we just did it, man. And but when I saw that, man, it blew me away, man. And I remember being rocked by it, and it completely changed my view of the purpose of the reason why God used Christianity. And it's not because you're old enough, but it's because you're an empty vessel. You know what I'm saying? We're willing to be used. And that just blew me away, man. From that day forward, my view on what I was doing was completely different. And so I end up kind of not rapping for a minute until I knew what, you know, the Lord really wanted me to do. And I remember my junior year, I was really, I got back into rapping a little bit, and I was privileged to be on a concert with these dudes, man, the Guys Boys. And then from that point, my senior year, I just wilded out. No reason. Just wilded out. Never cussed. But did, you know, never went back to cursing or anything like that. But I, you know, I wild out, man, women, all that kind of jive. But right when I graduated, man, I remember just repenting for a lot of things I was doing. Because, you know, while I was doing them my senior year, I knew that they were wrong. Because like I said, after that year, my sophomore year, I was never the same.
Yeah.
So I knew that I didn't have to do this stuff. So I remember the moment my life changed. I was with a female, and we were in my car at this park about to sin. And I mean, right at the moment, man, where, you know, I could have sinned, I stopped. I was like, I gotta take you to the crib. And I drove her to the crib, man. I haven't seen her since that day. But I took her to the crib, man, and on my way home, I just repented. I was just in the car just repenting, you know, over and over. Like, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. And since that day, man, it's been going for it. So I think that is a testament to say that not everything, you know, people plant seeds and others water, man, but God gives the increase.
Yeah.
I think that is a perfect example, because the seed was planted my sophomore year.
Right.
And the increase came that night. And all it took was the seed, man. And I just think that's, you know, how God works. So,
man, that's crazy, man. Just I mean, for some people, I know the female was probably like, what's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? But God really gripped your heart in at that time, man. And that's crazy, man, how God could touch you like that. You know what I'm saying? As you said, you were feeling convicted, and that conviction actually led you to repentance. And that's really what godly conviction is. You know, a lot of people might be convicted and say, hey, man, I'm not feeling like I'm doing the right thing. But godly conviction produces what they call repentance, man. And that's to turn it around. And man, since you turned it around, you got this new single that you just came out. And since you've turned your life around, now your light shows, man. And we want to know what's up with this joint right here, man.
Amen.
All right, let me know what. How did this song come about?
Light show came about when I was actually in the midst of recording this project. I was recording some of the last stuff I was going to do at my boy Reese's spot. Shout out to Something About Flavor, Rio, aka Country Boy.
Yep.
I was in the midst of finishing up some stuff, man, and Reese, I'm a guy. If anybody's never heard of him, Reese specifically, if you know some St. Louis history, Jibs, the rapper, the secular rapper Jibs, he had his song "My Chain Hang Low," and he had his song "King Kong" with Chamillionaire. Yeah. Reese actually was part of the production team that made both of those records. But he's, you know, the Lord touched his heart, man, and he's doing gospel now. His wife is a gospel singer, Latoya Wilson. She is killing it right now. She called, man. Chastity, shout out to her. And Rio, of course, is on Something About Favor. D Fizzle on Something About Favor. And so Reese was basically sitting there, man, when I finished recording my stuff, and he was like, "Do we got a track together, man?" And I was like, "Nah, no, we don't." He's like, "Let's make that happen, like now."
Yeah.
And so, man, he got on there, man, and we started making a beat, but it just wasn't feeling right, man. So we started going through his catalog, and I heard that track, and I was like, And then he was like, "You like it, huh? All right, let's get a hook for it." So he sat there. He was going back and forth. His wife wrote part of the hook. I wrote part of the hook, and that's Reese actually singing the hook.
Okay.
And basically, you know, what I had been dealing with that day was just, you know, one of the things I think the Lord has really been dealing with me as far as my life is concerned is being a light.
Yeah.
From every aspect, man, and it's not just about saying God bless you when you meet people or when you leave people. It's not saying praise the Lord when you answer the phone.
Right.
You know, the word says they shall know you by your fruit, and the fruit that you bear, and that encompasses a lot. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to be a man of your word. You have to be kind when others are being mean. You have to be loving, even to the people that hate you. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot involved with being a light. A lot more than just the appearance of being Christian.
Yeah,
and the Lord has been really dealing with me on that, and so that's where Light Show is birthed from. We wrote the song that night, recorded it that night, and then mixed it a week later.
All right, man. So let's get it in. Light Show featuring Reese Beats on Yada the King Radio from the homie Mike Real. Here we go.
I'ma shine my light, let it shine brighter. Shine yours too, baby. We can start a fire. Light show, a light show. We can be a light show, a light show.
Can I shine like them Vegas nights? Shine like the strip, 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 strip. Can I shine like them high beam headlights on a new whip, 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 whip? See, life will get on my nerves, but I don't ever trip, 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 cause I live my life to serve. Can a brother get a tip, 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 tip? Please, I stay on my knees, I stay on my grind, I stay in his face, he stay on my mind, they stay on the low. I paid him no mind, I stay on my shine, I stay on the go. Wherever he send me, boy, I'ma go. Faith on the high, pride on the low. He's running this thing, star of the show, yeah. Cause he's the power source. We something like his light bright. So even when it's dark out, we can be his night lights. Oh, it's time to take the old man off. Time to put Christ down. Time to let the dark out, time to turn the lights down.
I'ma shine my light, let it shine brighter. Shine yours too, baby. We can start a fire.
Illuminate virtue till he calls us back home, something like a curfew. He's a lamp to my feet, so it's only right. I put a lamp to that beat and I stand to my feet screaming, Jesus is Lord,
Jesus is Lord,
Jesus is Lord. My brothers and sisters, if you put our lights to work, it'll be the 4th of July. Why? Fireworks. We can set this world on fire if we just give the word. But we can't stop there, no, not there. Nah, we gotta live the word. We the light of the world. Matthew 5 and 14, that's why he sent his word, to show his love's a sure thing. He sent his son, he gave his life.
she at? Hattie on a trail. Still got my Jesus piece hanging all up in your club. Throw it up like we banging. Slanging that rock, but it ain't nothing like it. Thank you. We came to get them ready for them choppers go and leave them stacked.
I still got my Jesus piece hanging.
Sitting on this hood of a rebel, no rehab, I overdose. On nothing but kingdom business. All up, I got a father. But the fact that my neck is dripping in diamonds, these Christians bother. I'm like, hey, why ain't hey, can't give me one scripture to show me I violate my dad. All I need is one verse. Until then, check your behavior. But you can't get past my diamonds, these sinners just see the savior. Yeah, we gon' shut it down. We don't care if they don't like it, we gon' see it how you give it. And rep them just how we like it. And we demo touch his glory. It's all about Jesus reigning. Like a game and you're rubber with his flag. I got my Jesus peace.
Hanging, I'm hanging. I still got my Jesus peace. Hanging, 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 I'm hanging.
I ain't Kanye West, but I bet your Jesus Christ, he gon' walk with me. All of my people be getting money illegal, but all my chances, my brothers are getting awfully. You might be freshman, we varsity. I'm gonna get charged with grand larceny. Be like, man, I come willing to die for Jesus, just making it super easy to take over your property. Hey, check out my Jesus piece. You ain't even really gotta notice me. I be on my cabin, making invisible, individual, spiritual hollow, man, that's why these rappers ain't seeing me. Blowing up like TNT, we been waiting like DMV. Music factory on CNC. Do you really want a revolution? I don't think they following me. I don't even think you know who this be with another club bang. They I fall down, they call me the king of Jenga. Give me my crown, you rappers got sticky fingers. Told him we were willing to die for this anger. Yeah. Set the plaques on the wall. I don't see nothing but the plaques on the wall. GA don't play, we gon' ball till we fall. We said bring it back like a mohawk.
In and out of that church up in TT Eddie. Go rep that cross favor. Y'all got in me, I swear just like a boss. My chain is amazing, but the meaning's greater. Let the chain hang if you rep.
Okay, I still got my Jesus piece hanging around my neck. This one goes out to your labels, and I mean all disrespect. But oh no, no, we won't cross over, and no, no, we won't sell out. Industry, this ministry, cause preaching Jesus what we about. Telling us that we belong out there with T.I.'s and Wayne's though. Talking money at us, hope we hop the pouch like Kango. We dodging at Durango, see your tricks like they gon' tango. And we gon' hit B.E.T., bet our message stay the same. So when you see the king of jewels on me, that's hanging from my jewelry. More than just a charm, but I was charmed that he was slew for me. So I'ma go harder than I ever gone before. Got my Jesus
peace
hanging, let's go.
I still got my Jesus peace hanging all up in the club. Threw it up
in your club.
Slanging that rock, but it ain't nothing like you think it.
Came to get them ready for the choppers, go and leave them sank. I still got my Jesus peace.
I still got my Jesus peace hanging. Jesus peace right there. Gideon's Army featuring T. Hattie. Man, if you have not seen that video, I don't know where you've been. Google that joint. You know what I'm saying? Get it in. I got another cat that's been getting in that's a supporter of other artists doing the same thing he does, man. That's the homie Mike Real. Brand new album just came out, man. Talk to us about the title of this project, man, that you just released, bruh.
The project I just released is Lost Sessions, Found Words. It's a project that's 15 tracks. And it's just songs that I've recorded after my first album. My wife hit me up one day and she was just like, what are all the songs that you recorded? Why are you trying to work on a new project? And I was like, I don't know. And you tallied them up and the list left in there, you're able to use them to put together an album and just record some new songs And so we were blessed in that, man. Songs that I slept on are songs that people actually like.
Yeah.
And God is just awesome, man. It's all God. And so I like to think of Lost Sessions Final Words as kind of the story of where I've been since my first album that came out in 2007 up until now. You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot going on since then. And I even have a bonus track on there, which you won't see on the back of the packaging. But you will see it if you get it off iTunes or Amazon. But there's a bonus track featuring Jay Sine, which is actually... it was his song originally. Back when we recorded. But he ended up not using it. And we actually ended up recording another song with Fight, which is the one I heard on Life on Life.
Yeah.
And so... I hit up Jay Sine. I was like, "Yo, man, you mind if I use this song? I'll use this song because I thought we kind of had some pretty cool verses, man." And he's like, "That mug, I'm dated, bro." But you know, if you want to, man, it's cool. And I was like, "Yeah, man, don't worry, that's gonna be a bonus track. I ain't gonna play you like that." No, it's track number two. It's right after the intro. Nah, I ain't gonna do that to you, man.
Yeah.
I just made it, and that's what comprises of the album, man. That's all the songs, and Lord just really blessed, man, for me to be able to put that at a good price.
Okay, man, talk to me about the reason why you talked about growing up. You did Holy Hip Hop as a way to just keep your parents happy as you was a youth in a church. But now, if I ask you that same question, why do you do Christian music, man? What impacts you to do this? And what is your goal in doing this music?
Jesus asked, "Are you going to leave me too?" And we stood up and they were just like, "Where will we go? There's no other place for us to go. You have the words of life." I fly that, man. There's nothing else for me to do with my music. If I truly say that I love the Lord, man, and I give him my all, that means I give him my music.
Yeah.
And I do it because I want to please God with my music. And the main way to do that is to glorify him with that. And I also... you know, doing the concerts that I've done, I've realized that music can touch the heart of people, man. It can really plant a seed in somebody.
Yeah.
Some people don't really, you know, see the fruits in their ministry, but I think that's because they're not looking. Because man, I've seen so much fruit, man, and not because of me, but because of the words that the Lord has been giving me and downloading into me, man. And as they come out, people are blessed by it. And I see that. I look at that, man. I'm like, there's nothing else for me to do. Like, I can't do secular. I can't rap about myself.
Yeah.
It's even hard sometimes to try to just rap about just regular happy things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just God all the time, man. And there's nowhere else for me to go, man. He has the words of life.
Amen. Hey, I'm going to ask you this real quick, man. Talk to me, share with me some of those stories, man, that have really impacted your life and the life of others, bro.
When I dropped my first album, there was a song on there called Push, and there was a lady from California, and if she's tuning in, she'll know who she is. And she hit me up and on MySpace. This is the show. How long ago this was?
Yeah, it was like yesterday. Right, right,
right, right. It was like 14 hours ago.
Yeah.
She hit me up on MySpace, man, and she was like, she bought the album from the bus shop, shout out to the bus shop, man. I'm so sad it's gone. Anyway, that's the second point. she bought the album from the bus shop, and she was listening to it, and she was at work listening to Push Man, and there have been a lot of things going wrong in her life, and a lot of things she was dealing with, and repenting, and different things like that, man. And she was like, "I'll never be the same," you know, after being blessed by this song.
Wow.
I know that my song wasn't the only thing, because she listened to a lot of Christian rap then too, so it was other songs playing the keys, but these, you know, the fact that she hit me up just blessed me, man. And she's still going hard now.
Yeah.
She's doing work, man. She's still really into Christian hip hop, and she's doing her thing, man. And so you know, that's one. And if I could venture to say, you know, my music has even blessed me, man, from the outside looking in, man. And God has just been so awesome, man, how he's been moving me through different phases, man. I just told her, I was telling people at my sister's party, the whole thing with Jay Sign, and just how, by the way, if you don't got Growing Pains, Life on Life, or City Lights from Jay Sign, go snatch all three of them joints.
Yeah.
And the seasoning. The seasoning is the first joint. Grab all four of them. Jay Sign, man, when I was doing Fight, if anybody listening to me and knows anything about Jay Sign, you know, when you about to do a verse on my dude project, man, you'll write the verse, you'll turn it in to him, he'll give you a phone call, and he'll be like, you know, verse was cool, I think I need you to try to rewrite that, dog. It's a little, you can do better than that.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you do it. And it always start with the, So he hit me up after I turned in my verse for Fight. And I was at my boy Titus in TK house. And he was just like, like, your verse is having to write five different verses, man, just to be on the project, man.
Oh, man.
He really wants to pull the best out of you, man. And so he, I tell you, man, Jay Sign has really taught the boy how to be a good friend when it comes to music, bro.
We're going to go to your next song, man, called Elevator Music. Talk to me about this joint real quick.
All right, Elevator Music is a joint produced by Jeeta. If anybody heard of Jeeta Beats, from Chicago.
Yeah.
He did Dum Dum for Tadashi, and some other stuff for Pro. He called, man, through the city. Jeeta did the beat. I wrote this song like a minute ago, probably about a year or two ago. I wrote the song before I even had the beat, and I remember writing the song and kind of searched for a beat, and I went on Jeeta website, and I was going through the tracks, man, and I saw this beat called Space. I just clicked on that mug, and I clicked on it, and I was like, this is Elevator Music. And I immediately hit him up and copped that mug, man. And it's just my heart to the Lord, man. Promotion comes from God. The Bible says that. And so whenever we're taken to a higher position, not just naturally, but spiritually, it's God that's doing it. And so me with my music, man, when God takes you to another level, personally, my level, I go to another level in my music. And that's what Elevator Music is about.
Alright, so we're gonna hop into this joint on Yada the King Radio. Y'all check it out. Let me know what y'all think. Here we go.
Here we go.
Being in your presence is just so wonderful. Hey. I feel like you're taking me to another level.
Hey.
Going higher and higher up.
Yeah.
Kinda like elevators.
I'm on cloud 9, just left cloud 8. If you keep elevating, I'll be in outer space. I belong with you, I'm never out of place. You swept me off my feet, so I stay on my face. It's because of grace that I'm not in my coffin. I give you my life, that's my tithes and offering. Yeah, I see the stars, I know they higher up, but I don't worship stars, they ain't high enough. Don't worship movie stars, they never died to save me. Don't need fancy cars, your love, it drives me crazy. Your love, it saved me, this is my dedication. You lift my spirit, spiritual levitation. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. I let my life speak, you got me silent on them. Your love is so electric, you got me sliding on them. You gave me Christ's light, oh yeah, I'm shining on them. So now I'm in the clouds, you got me gliding on them. Oh yeah, I'm flying on them, because you lift me up. They can keep their coffee, you're my early morning pick me up. They could never slip me up, cause you keep my feet planted. You're the only one that brings the harvest from my seeds planted. You love me first, that's why you're never second. I know I love you, I'm never second guessing. You lift me up, and I ain't looking down. Keep elevating, to me there is no ground. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator music. Hey, you take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator. Hey! I'm on a higher level, and I don't plan to lose it. The sky is not the limit, and you about to prove it. Cause when you elevate me, you elevate the music. You take me higher, elevator music. You take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music. Lord, you take me higher, elevator music.
Grind City, baby. I'll be your host for today. You call me hashtag Rio.
You say you're living life, living life. All good. All good. We all know all good. It ain't all good. Cause once you gone, gone, ain't no coming back, back. I've been there, I've been there, I've done that. Time and about my best. So here we go.
Here we go.
Let them know.
Let
boy,
know.
I get serious when you talking about that Holy Ghost. Hey boy, you playing with your life. Who you think stopped them seizures when you was on that flight? Boy, that could have been your last.
Aston Martins.
Wow.
Bugatti.
Wow.
Maybachs.
Wow.
Yeah, you like Maseratis. Oh, you copping rides? Don't let it fool you though. None of them things was given by the Holy Ghost.
You say you hear him knocking,
knocking
on the door, but won't let him in. By the time he figured out, it's too late, he settled in. God forgives and you don't never say what you won't do. You deserve to be crushed on, but he came down and saved you.
You say you're living life.
Something that you're not. Repent and turn from your ways. Boy, stop. You know the truth is you need Jesus, cause you keep hitting round like you a believer. Some of your last records you mentioned the name. You wasn't giving them glory, you was asking for fame. You like blowing trees and blowing money fast. Heaven's a one-way trip, can't get a boarding pass. That real boss, he can't conquer anyone. Roast out the grave without a scratch, Teflon done. You rocking big chains, call that your Jesus piece. Well, let the rock loose your chains and get some Jesus peace. Hey, take it from me dirty, I tried it my way. I only eat up at the altar, go with Yahweh. We was made for worship and give him all the glory. He's the author and finisher writing his story. This ain't a diss song, this a hit song. Hit you in the heart and bring you back where you belong. Rio.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yeah, well, I know. That's the homie Rio, a.k.a. Country Boy. And that's the song right there called I Know. And he said that's not a diss track. You know what I'm saying? That's a track to just, you know, wake dude up. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what's up on Yada the King Radio. And that was a response to the song. Homeboy that came out with that Holy Spirit song. What's that dude's name? Rick Ross, I believe, right? It's Rick Ross?
Yep.
Yeah, Rick Ross. You see, I'm not up on secular music. I don't listen to secular music. I don't care about secular music. That's just how I am. So cats be like, yo, you need to check it out. Nah, that's how I am, man. I have self-discipline in not listening to that, which is the topic of the day. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to ask you, Mike Real, what would you say self-discipline is in the life of even a non-believer? What does it look like to have self-discipline? What are some things that they might do?
The things that they might do is be obedient to God. If they're young, obedient. Well, at any age, be obedient to your parents. But just saying, if they still live with their parents, obedient to your parents, man. Obedient to authority and all authority, even the police. Even though we like to not like the police. It's still right, man, to be obedient and even to them. Self-discipline, man, is basically killing the flesh. That's what that looks like, because you have to really put yourself aside to accomplish self-discipline. And I'm even had to go to the Bible on this, because the Bible is the best way to really speak on any subject.
Yeah.
Can I keep it real? The word says in Hebrews 12:11,
mm-hmm.
For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
Okay, wait. Let me say this real quick. Hold up. Now, I'm just going to tell everybody out there, I do not tell people the topic of the day beforehand unless it's right before the show gets on. So this is what I like, first of all, man. I like this brother being his word. It wasn't like, oh, man, let me go look up the Bible and hopefully I find... He came out with a co-discipline scripture. Read that script one more time, man.
The scripture is Hebrews 12:11.
Yes.
And it says, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
So for the moment, it might just be, and I felt the hooping and hollering coming on, but I'm a control myself, man. But for a moment, when you are disciplining yourself, it is never going to feel like a great thing, man. Talk to me about some things that you may have disciplined in your life, even before you came to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. What were some ways that you disciplined yourself, man?
A lot of ways was accountability, man. Just talking about this with a friend of mine, man, about community. Just because it's self-discipline, it doesn't mean you don't need help. Sometimes doing it, man, a community of people can really keep you accountable, man, about doing certain things. Self-discipline, a lot of ways that I achieve self-discipline on things. Let's establish this. Beforehand, whippings. Yeah, getting that rod of correction kept me definitely. It helped me learn self-discipline.
Yeah.
Because, it's basically self-perseverance. Like, after really, like, or I'm sorry, self-preservation. That's the word I was looking for. If you, like, in order to survive, I better keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
Or I get the lie. You know what I'm saying? Or I better, and I don't want everybody to think that just experiences are things that you don't have to experience a situation in order to really learn self-discipline, man. Learn by somebody else's mistakes. That's what the Bible is for. You know, the Bible has a lot of stories about a lot of mistakes that you can learn from people in the Word, man. And so those are ways that I've learned self-discipline, man. After I was saved, God just checking me using friends, using my wife, knowing that I don't have to always use my mouth for everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to argue back on everything. I don't have to necessarily talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Certain things just keep to yourself, man. When you're dealing with a brother, man, and a brother tells you a word in faith, man, or a sister, don't use it as gossip. Have self-discipline. Keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Between you, that person, and God, because they told you that in good faith. And you have to be a man or a woman of your word. And so self-discipline is literally a part of every aspect in our lives. We have to practice self-discipline.
Yeah. What are some ways, I mean, even, let's say somebody on a diet, how do they exercise self-discipline in their eating habits? What would you say to somebody that's trying to do that?
Oh, man, in a diet, again, do your best to stick to it, but accountability helps. It doesn't just apply to just spiritual matters. When you want a physical diet, you know you can't eat, you're not supposed to eat some stuff. You know you're not supposed to do certain things. If you leave it all to yourself, eventually you just may fall because the flesh is just trying to get the best of you. But if you have somebody there that's like, you know you're not supposed to eat that, right? Then eventually you'll get to the point where you're like, okay, I can't do that. And you have to pray constantly. Take yourself away from certain situations. Diet wise, don't buy the stuff you can't eat.
Yeah.
You know, keep that stuff out of your house. You know, every time somebody, when you go out to eat, you know what I'm saying? There's more stuff on the menu than the stuff that you use to order.
Yeah.
Because you're dying.
So let me ask you this, man. In the spiritual realm, let's say the same thing. There's stuff that people may get into in their walk with God that they need to have self-discipline to stay away from, whether it be pornography, whether it be, you know what I'm saying, hanging around the wrong crowd, reading the word on their own. How do we stay self-disciplined? What is there, like a switch that we have? Is there an easy button for this? You know what I'm saying? What would you say about that, Mike Real?
Nah, man, it's not. There's not an easy button for that. You know, first of all, if we can go back to salvation, you know, immediately through salvation, God changes your heart. And when God changes your heart, there are times when you know, when you do desire these things, but when, the one thing I can say is keep yourself going to church, keep yourself in a church home. You need leadership and you need fellowship. Those are two things you need indefinitely, and those things will help you accomplish the goal of reading your word. Pray. Like, it's so funny. People think that it doesn't work, but when you wake up in the morning, pray. When you out, and you may be at work, and you may only get a 15-minute break. You know, take 5 minutes of that. Pray.
Yeah,
you'll be amazed how much you remember to read your words. Like, it's funny, man. When you pray, you just automatically connect all spiritual things to your prayer. So you're like, pray, I love God. Gotta read my word. Gotta do this, and just be consistent, man. Keep your Bible on you. That's another good way. If you can, keep it in your car or buy an extra one and keep it in your car. Keep it around you so that no matter what time of day it is, when you think about it, you can do it. You can read it. So I think that's the main thing, man. Just always try to keep it around you. Keep the word around you. Keep in prayer. Stay in prayer. Pray without ceasing. And then keep people around you that will hold you accountable for these things. So.
Dope, man. We're going to go to your next song on Yacht of the King Radio, man. This song is called Unexplainable. What is this about? And who you got featured on this, man?
I got my boy JR featured on it, Mud. This song is so old. It's like... JR don't even sing like that no more. It's so old. Like, it's like... I was immediately after I finished my first project, I had began working on my next project. And songs that are on my album, like Redeemed and Unexplainable and Arthur and Finisher, like records like that, I had started recording them. We hit up JR, and because I had wanted to do a song with JR for so long. I had known JR because actually the first Christian rap CD I ever got, which was Flame, his EP.
Yeah.
I got from JR's little brother. I used to go to high school with him, and we grew up together. Shout out to Kirk. He was like, "Yeah, man, my brother, he producing this dude named Flame, man." Or he called him Marcus. Like, you producing this dude, Marcus, man, they killing it, man.
Yeah.
You gotta come to my church and see him. And that's when I met JR, and I have been wanting to work with that dude since that day.
Yeah.
And so we hit him up, man, and he was like, "Yeah, I come through, you came through the studio." That hook took like 6 hours to record, man. It took so long, man. He recorded it for so long, but he killed it.
Yeah.
And right before I was about to record my verses, the hard drive crashed.
Oh, no. 6 hours and the hard... Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, man. The hard drive crashed, man. And we lost everything. So the only thing we had was JR's vocals over the beat.
Mm.
And I had JR already do a little part that I wanted him to do in my second verse, and that was all we had, man. And so, I let JR know, and he was like, "Dang, that's messed up, dog." I was like, "Yeah, it's very messed up."
Yeah.
And years later down the road, I was going through some CDs and. Old CD that I had old beats on it, and I heard that noise, and I was like, "Man, I really want to use this."
Yeah.
And so I ended up writing something to it, man, and recording it, and they just mixed my vocals in with JR's and kind of put a little master on it and made it sound a little better. And this is what we came up with, man. And it's just a worship song, man. We're talking about how unexplainable God is. And, how wonderful he is. Just can't explain him. He's just that good.
No, man. So we're gonna get into that Unexplainable by Mike Real featuring JR. Here we go, y'all. Yacht of the King.
It's beautiful you are, and through the stars it's working compared to how you glow. Nothing but
you blow my mind.
Beautiful you are.
I said, Lord, can I testify?
Must admit, you are extra fly. You a god, so I lift you up extra high. And I work twice as hard like an extra guy. Now I don't need an F1 jet just to fly. Lord, you are it on every side. Cause everything I do, you intensify. And you don't just shock, you electrify. So I pray that you would be there in the morning, there in the evening, there when I need you, there when you can, not just for procedure. So I will never forget you like amnesia. Lord, I pray I never get bored like Ouija. Will you please be my living water like Fiji? Holy God, yes you are, and I only am
cause you infinite, are. Get infinite, sing your praise. There are no words to describe.
There are no words to describe you.
The stars, yeah, stars shine. It's working.
And other stars to
shine. You grow. Nothing compares to who you are.
Can I still testify? All my old things you had to rectify. Let me specify. Ever since you edified that old man, I can't identify. I was petrified, stand still in my faith. Until you sent your son to stand still in my place. Then you sent your word to stand still in my face. And you still give that love that man still can't replace. Who's got the love that I can't define? Who's the only one that blows my mind? Who? No shows, you show up in a flash like photos. So old, that's why your word sticks like pogos. Because it's impossible to sleep on you, you the no-do. So what's the worth of our word? Millions. But what's the worth of your word? Kajillions. Next to you, we just two-year-old children. But look at me comparing you to civilians. When you are so much higher than. And if we on fire, you the fireman. Holy is what you
You're
are. And I only am cause you are.
Sing your praise. There are no words
to describe you.
You are in
the stars.
Something new. Let's go. Y'all ready? Let's go.
I'm gone, little homie. I'm gone. If you don't know by now, you know by the end of the song. I tell you,
I'm gone.
That's right, little homie. I'm gone.
I'm gone.
I'm out up in these streets, yelling, greater is he. The heat is in the world, but what they say about me, I tell you, homie, I'm gone. That's right, little homie, I'm gone.
It's a great day to die. My flesh, they feel, why you fronting, why you telling lies? I got your favorite website ready with some brand new pics. I'm getting brand new in the spirit by reading that script. Ain't got time for that garbage. Oh yes, I'm speaking French. But he said, go chase them dollars, cause right now you making sense. But he ain't making sense. He talking sideways. Okay, you got me on Thursday, but thank God it's Friday. Yes. See, we must pick our cross up daily. No ifs, and buts, or maybes. I don't care, they think we're crazy. This flesh can be so shady. So play cool if you want them. That First Corinthians 10:12 be quick to sneak up on you. And I'm getting stronger, but I battle every day. And I refuse to let it kill me, no matter what they say. See, I'm only passing through this earth, so I'm not here to stay. And this flesh won't have its way. I beat that coward up the day, and I'm gone,
little homie, I'm gone. If you don't know by now, you know by the end of the song. I tell you, I'm gone. That's right, little homie, I'm gone.
I'm
out up in these streets, yelling, greater is he. The heat is in the world, but what they say about me, I tell you, homie, I'm gone. That's right, little homie, I'm gone.
Back in the
righteous, we going extra hard. I got the ace with me, I don't need no extra cards. Word to Brinson, but this boy's going extra guard. Changing the format, it's time to spit extra bars. It's time to give truth to our sons and our daughters. It's too many sheep being led to the slaughter. They going hard, but we already gone. So feed the immature if you already grown. But stay at home if you ain't representing or refuse to live the life that you pinning. Let's get back to repentance. We all have fell short, but I refuse to let that reason just keep me on the porch, standing before the course, ready to run this race. Too many shorty lows, they just running in place. We running to die, cause we are dying to live. We already gone. Y'all know what time it is, homie, tell ya I'm gone. Lil' homie, I'm gone. If you don't know by now, you know by the end of the song. I tell ya I'm gone. That's right, lil' homie, I'm gone. I'm out up in these streets, yelling greater is he than he that's in the world. But what they say about me, I tell ya homie, I'm gone. That's right, lil' homie, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm gone, Big Phil, I'm gone. And by the way, Big Phil said, you know what I'm saying, he's glad T-Wo didn't go to Jacksonville. Nah, I'm just playing. He wasn't a Florida Gators fan, though, so, and they beat him up all the time. He was a Florida State fan. And growing up, I was a Florida State fan just because of the I was like, that's dope, man. What other stadium could do that? And honestly, not too many others did. So that's what's up. Mike Real getting it in with me, chilling with your boy, man. We chopping it up, man. And you got this brand new project, Lost Sessions, Found Words, correct?
Yes, sir.
And let me know where these people can go get this joint. Once again, you kind of share with them what they should expect, but give them an action pack. What you see, what they should expect when they get this project.
When you get this project, man, expect to get the story of what's been going on for the past three, four years. You know, since my first album, the transition, the growth since then. Because you know, even though I enjoy every song that's on that project, you can definitely tell which ones were made this year. And just expect more, you know. When you get this project, especially if you love it, man, just you know, prepare your minds for the next one. And so Lost Sessions, Found Words, man, get it on iTunes. Get it on Amazon MP3. That seems to be everybody's favorite because it's a little cheaper.
Shame on you people. Good Lord.
Amazon MP3, you can get that mother on Spotify or Rhapsody. If you got an Android phone, you can get that mother on your Android phone. Go to your Google app or your Android app for music and search Mike Real. And then if you want a physical copy, if you're not in the loop and you want a physical copy, you can go to www.lifespeaksglobal.com. That's www.lifespeaksglobal.com, lifespeaksglobal.com, and you can order a physical copy from your boy.
Dope, man. So definitely y'all want to check that out. So what do you got coming up next, man?
Oh, man. Coming up next, I have a joint project with my boy Alien. Dude is a lyricist, man. Hands down. So don't expect the hype crunk jumping the crowd and throw Gatorade on the fans type usage. we making that that conscious rap type stuff, man. It's gonna be a lot of samples, a lot of lyrics involved in that. And also, I'm working on my project, the You On Your Life project. You On Your Life, based on 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. Do you not know that you are the temple of God? You have been bought with a price. And it's just saying, you know, you owe God your life completely. And it's just a very emotional project. For those who were able to make it to my CD release party, you heard a song from there called The Weight. And the weight, like heavy weight. The weight. There's more to come, man. I'll be working with Steve T of Forever on some joints on that mug. So if you're looking for it, it's coming soon. I'm working. So You On Your Life and the project with me and Elion, Night Dreams and Daymares will be the name of that one.
Night Dreams and Daymares. You see already what they doing. I'm gonna do this, man. I'm gonna ask you this right here. You got any last words for the people, man? Anything you want to leave them with here on Yacht of the King Radio?
Absolutely, man. Love God, love people, and love yourself. most of all, man, just continue to stay in God's face. Continue to seek Him for your calling, what you want Him to do with you in your life. And always remember that one of my favorite scriptures: not all those things edify. So don't just do everything you want to do just because it's your liberty to do it. Think about God first. Think about your brother first before you do some things, and ask yourself: does this edify? Is this truly going to be beneficial? And last but not least, go cop Lost Session Sound Words, iTunes, Amazon, or www.lifespeakglobal.com.
All right, man. So look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to hop into this joint. We had a great time with the homie Mike Real, man. Let's go to this song right here. Prophet On Point featuring Jess. Song is called Be Strong. Also check out his interview on Yacht of the King Radio. Here we go, y'all.
Yep.
Lord, I'm coming to you. I need your help. Please give me strength. I need to find my way.
Sometimes I feel that I'm done and I can't go on.
I know, but you gotta be strong.
Sometimes I feel that my chances have come and gone.
I know, but you're never alone.
Please tell me what to do.
I will, just listen up now.
Please show me what to do.
Okay, yeah, hey, I know that life can be so tough that it makes you feel like you had enough, but keep it cool, don't move on too strong. The master, he has the answers to all your questions. Pain and the strife is all part of life. You will slip, trip and fall, so give your heart to Christ. I know you might be fed up, but when you fall, you gotta get up. Problems big or small, he can solve them, so keep your head up. There's really nothing better than delivering forever and to do it all together instead of chasing after cheddar. Agony could actually pull you down like gravity. That's not the way it has to be. Just give your life to the majesty. He'll help you come up rapidly and deal with your depravity. Doors may shut, but the Lord has a master key.
Sometimes I feel that I'm done and I can't go on.
I know, but you gotta be strong.
Sometimes I feel that my chances have come and gone.
I know, but you're never alone.
Please tell me what to do.
I will, just listen up now. That it makes you feel like you had enough, but keep it cool, don't move on too strong.
What about what I'm going through? I don't know what I'm gonna do. Every day I lay down a book, I don't know what to
say. When your back's against the ropes and there's no hope in your scope, just
just know that you could float with the quotes in your boat. Man, they wrote what was spoken as the antidote, so you can cope when you're broken. Read the holy notes. Read that you could be freed, steady planting creed seed. Then you grow like a weed, take heed to succeed. You might suck up a bit, but don't give up or quit. If you grumble in the pits, don't trip and zip up your lips. Life and death is in the tongue, so spit with it the pics. Living bread instead of poison from the 666. The cat had my tongue, so I had to make it purr. Put action to the word, like love being a verb.
Sometimes I feel that I'm done and I can't go on.
I know, but you gotta be strong.
Sometimes I feel that my chances have come and gone.
I know, but you're never alone.
Please tell me what to do.
I will, just listen up now. That it makes you feel like you had enough, but keep it cool on, move on, too strong.
What about what I'm going through? I don't know what I'm gonna do. Every day I lay down to pray, I don't know what to say.
Life may not seem fair, but know that someone cares. At the other end of prayers, you need a more than air. If you're broke as a joke, with no hope he can repair. Test him if you dare, he could bless you everywhere. Overcome your fears and get your vision clear. Him and you won't find the answers. Cheers and beers with your peers. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and he is near. Your enemy might tend to be your face in the mirror.
And I'm healing and I'm finding myself. You've helped me become something better within myself.
Church, I knew you come around. Don't let nobody hold you down. Ooh, church, I knew you come around. Don't let nobody hold you down.
Set the world on fire, you know.
Light it up.
Set the world.
Let's go.
Good morning, America. Reporting live from the front line. Genocide and jihad equals a holy mind. Bringing checkers to a chess game. Brings chest pain. Heartbreak for the disdain. Distant lover, sleeping with undercover. Minus a cover. Hands stuck in the cover. Money they covered. Lies covered and concealed. Bill of rights for the right bill. Before I sell my soul, I put the mic down.
Give it truth.
Want me to fight down? It's bulletproof. No vest needed. Nobody gone. Just a holy law. I'm praying for those that are the prey. The wolves come out at night, not in the day. Let God be the truth, cause men are lie. Believers worldwide, let's light up the sky. Let's set the world on fire. No gasoline, just lighters. The truth, what a sweet symphony. Gotta put these lies out of their misery. They're praying that we fall like the Dow Jones. Put an X on a name like Malcolm. I gladly embrace it, cause I face it. Put a muzzle on my mouth with this truth, they never take it, no. I'm on that Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther. I believe in Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Salute to the King of all kings, creator of the universe, all things. It's a holy war, minus the holy water. It's a fight for your soul, newer order. The world designed upon fear. Take the negative crap out your ear. Your honor, I don't apologize. Let the revolution be televised. This world ain't civilized. Tell civilized to the simple. Analyze the words over instrumental. The to set the world on fire. No gasoline, just lighters. The truth, what a sweet symphony. Time to put these lies out of their misery. Light it up, light it up, light it up. Let's set the world on fire. The truth, what a sweet symphony. Time to put these lies out of their misery. Light it up.
Yeah, light it up, Sherrod White on Yacht of the King Radio, man. And speaking of light it up, get the Yacht of the King app. It will light your day up. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you got the word with you through the topics of the day. Make sure you got some good music with you as you ride through the whip. You can get it on an Android or iPhone. You know what I'm saying? When you clean it up, listen to it. When you in the gym, you need something to listen to for that hour and a half that you're doing a solid workout, Yacht of the King app. Go ahead and get it. It's only $1.99. That's two cheeseburgers from the dollar menu. You know what I'm saying? Feed your spirit, man. You know how we do it, man. Yacht of the King Radio. We got it going on. That was a great interview with Mike Real, man. It was awesome to hear his story, his testimony, and what he had to share on the topic of self-discipline. And I'm going to say self-discipline is a vital part to be a man of God or a woman of God. You have to have self-discipline in your life. I even say it to this point. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not. You need self-discipline in your life. When it comes to eating, you know, I know a lot of people, trainers, like, man, they so strict on eating. And I was like, bro, how are you so strict on eating? And then all of a sudden I came to realization, man, the way that they are about eating is the way that we should be about God's word, the way that we should be about our walk with God. So then I was like, okay, I think I can do this eating thing. You know what I'm saying? I actually been on a different diet since the new year, man. Definitely beneficial. My body feels better. But it's self-discipline, man. You know what I'm saying? When it's late night, I can't be like, man, let me go get another bowl of spaghetti or something. I can't do that. It's like, okay, well, let's eat some kind of fruit. Let's keep it healthy. Eat some almonds. And almonds is a great way, man. Almonds are great and healthy for you. But yeah, definitely self-discipline is necessary, man. And if you feel like, hey, man, you're struggling with self-discipline, as he said, get somebody that can hold you accountable. An accountability partner can help you with your self-discipline. But I will say this, you're still going to have to learn self-discipline, because there's going to be times where that partner, your accountability partner, will not be able to be there for you. There's going to be times where you're going to have to go through things on your own in the natural. But Jesus is always there in the spiritual, man. And the Bible says he's always provided a way out when temptation comes. So whatever you, as he said, that scripture was right on point. Hebrews 11:12. Discipline does not feel great. It might have been Hebrews 12:11. But discipline does not feel great. You know what I'm saying? At the time, but it's going to reap great rewards, man. So make sure you're self-disciplined. Shout out to the precious vessel. You know what I'm saying? She came out with that topic. I appreciate it. And we're going to get out of here, man. Y'all remember the Yacht of the King. Lift his name up. Don't let the world stop your praise, man. This is Yacht of the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. I'm the warrior Don Christian. And I'm out. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me, so I gotta die.
Shabaka, Ayatada, Ayatada. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me, so we out.